In today's news headlines, Senator Elizabeth Warren has announced she's withdrawing from the race for Democratic presidential nomination after failing to win any of the 18 primary races so far.
So I announced this morning that I am suspending my campaign for president. I say this with a deep sense of gratitude for every single person who got in this fight, every single person who tried on a new idea, every single person who just moved a little in their notion of what a president of the United States should look like. I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who've gotten short end of the stick over and over.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren on Thursday morning announcing the suspension of her campaign for president. Campaign staff from the two frontrunners left in the race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden, have reportedly reached out to Warren's campaign in the hopes of receiving her coveted endorsement. On Wednesday, the Washington Post reported that representatives of Sanders and Warren were, quote, discussing ways for their two camps to unite and push a common liberal agenda. But Warren associates in the camp of former Vice President Joe Biden had also had talks about a potential endorsement if she drops out. Meanwhile, Sanders, in an interview with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, disavowed any vitriolic behavior among his supporters toward Warren.
From here on,
I talked to her. It was a very cordial discussion. I am absolutely aghast and disgusted with any kind of vitriol online. And by the way, Rachel, if you think that doesn't come in to our campaign,
I'm talking about outgoing.
Yeah, I know. I condemn that. You know, it's ugly stuff. What we want our supporters to be doing is talking about the issues, have a vigorous debate on the issues. We don't need ugly personal attacks against Senator Warren or anybody else for that matter. But essentially, she has run her campaign in the way that we have, taking on powerful corporate interest and represent working families in this country, something that is long overdue.
Would you consider asking Senator Warren to be your running mate?
It's too early to talk about that, but certainly I have a lot of respect for Senator Warren and would love to sit down and talk to her about what kind of role she can play in our administration.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders on Wednesday speaking with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. Senator Sanders, whose campaign suffered from low turnout among youth and a massive push behind Biden the day before Super Tuesday, told Maddow he would love to debate Biden on the issue of Medicare for All. He said, "I would love to debate Joe Biden on this issue. Give us an hour on MSNBC. You want to defend that system? Let's do it." The next debate between candidates is scheduled for March 15th in Phoenix, Arizona. And unless Representative Tulsi Gabbard remains in the race until then, it's likely to be a face-off between Biden and Sanders alone. However, before that debate on March 10th, a number of states will be voting, including Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, and Washington. North Dakota will hold a caucus. In an apparent acknowledgement of Biden's strength in southern states, Sanders canceled a planned rally in Mississippi in order to switch his focus to Michigan. Meanwhile, California state officials continue to count ballots from Tuesday's primary, which Sanders won, but the extent of Sanders' win will not be known until all ballots are counted. Every single delegate matters in what remains a close race as Sanders trails Biden nationwide. One expert who tracks election data told The Guardian newspaper, "It's like there's this black box of how many ballots are at the post office right now. The X factor really is, do we see some big surging coming along with the uncounted ballot results? It's just a huge unknown." While California voters cast about 10 million ballots on Tuesday, only about 5.3 million have been counted so far. In the latest news from the spread of the novel coronavirus, a cruise ship returning to California from Hawaii has been held for screening. The ship is carrying about 2,500 passengers. The New York Times explained that officials learned that a coronavirus patient who died near Sacramento on Wednesday had traveled on the vessel last month and that 21 people on board were showing symptoms. Overall, the travel industry has been hit hard, with a report on Thursday that $113 billion in revenues have been lost. Meanwhile, the federal government is sending investigators to the nursing home in Kirkland, Washington, a suburb near Seattle, where the most COVID-19-related deaths have occurred in the U.S. In the face of growing concern over the spread of the disease, President Donald Trump had continued to spew misinformation. In a phone interview with Fox News, the president downplayed the risk and questioned the World Health Organization's records showing a death rate of 3.4%, suggesting that people go to work even if they're sick and do not succumb to disease.
Report today, the global death rate at 3.4%, and a report that the Olympics could be delayed. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. But based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people. So you can't put them down in the category of the overall population in terms of this corona flu or virus. So you just can't do that. So if, you know, we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work. Some of them go to work, but they get better.
That's Trump on Fox News displaying a stunning level of ignorance on the COVID-19 disease. He also openly admitted that he was ignorant of how many people in the U.S. die of the seasonal flu each year. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence, who's been put in charge of overseeing the government's response to the disease, spoke to the press on Wednesday and also downplayed the risk. When a reporter asked whether the uninsured would be able to get tested, Mr. Pence ignored him and continued to leave the room. His spokesperson, Katie Miller, scolded the reporter for even asking the question.
The reality is today that the risk of the coronavirus to the average American remains low. And as we continue to take these steps, as Americans continue to take common sense practices to protect their own health, the health of their family, we'll work to keep it there.
Thank you. Can you provide some guidance to the uninsured? Can the uninsured get tested? Gentlemen, ladies, can the uninsured get tested?
Screaming for the camera,
they
can't get you anywhere.
Well, how about answering the question?
We would like an answer.
That's a valid question. Could you answer it?
There are more than 27 million uninsured Americans. A week after a mass shooting in Milwaukee, Wisconsin took the lives of five workers, the Washington Post has reported that the perpetrator, who was black, worked in an environment that suffered from, quote, a long-held culture of racism, including racist cartoons placed in workspaces, the N-word scrawled in break rooms and bathrooms, and nooses hung at the facility. In fact, Anthony Farrell, the gunman, had found a noose in his own locker at one point. Police have denied the role of racism in motivating the shooter and insisted instead that it was, quote, mental health issues. Finally, the International Criminal Court has announced that for the first time it will allow an investigation into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan during the early years of the war. At stake are allegations that the U.S. forces, quote, committed acts of torture, cruel treatment, outrages upon personal dignity, rape, and sexual violence. State Secretary Mike Pompeo dismissed the court as, quote, an unaccountable political institution masquerading as a legal body. And that does it for our news headlines today.